that cruelty to children increased after the war. Was that related to some of those factors that we've just talked about?
I think so, because I've looked at figures NSPCC, which was part, basically a Protestant do-gooder organisation as opposed to a Catholic one. And if you look at the figures, I'll just give you a couple. In 1914, there were 1,438 cases of neglect and starvation. That went down pretty well year on year until 1918, when there were 698. So that was, you know, about half the number. As soon as you hit 1919, it starts to go up again, 797. Now, in fact, it eases off, but it stays above the seven, well above the 700 mark for the rest of the 20s, as far as I went. So there's no doubt there was a dip, and it went up. Other interesting thing, if you look at offenders, as you'd expect, I suppose, in a way, if you look at 1914 again, or 1912, say, a pre-war year, there were 1,097 men found guilty of cruelty to children and 766 women. As you'd expect in the war, by 1918, there were only 401 men offending and there were 435 women. So both groups had dropped. You go a year later, 1919, the number of men has more than doubled to 970. So I presume at least some of those were fathers coming back from the war who were getting fed up hearing the kids screaming or fighting each other. So, yeah, I mean, the figures, without going into more detail, NSPCC itself support that. Interesting enough, in the lockouts the year before, 1913, figures had fallen slightly. NSPCC attributed that to aid coming from Britain, from British unions, basically, easing the trouble. And in the war, they actually quite explicitly say in their reports, the separation women's allowances were helping enormously. So the image we have of these women sort of drinking all the money or buying it, spending it on clothes or generally making show of themselves and giving out to Republicans who were taken prisoner in 1916 doesn't stand up. And if you look at the looting figures, you see something similar. Been looking at some of the analysis of the figures there. It's usually illegal possession. May 1916 was the only time in the history of this state when more women committed crimes than men. And it was nearly all illicit or illegal possession. But usually there were so many of these people, they just put down illegal possession. You don't know. Unfortunately, we don't know what they took. But in a few cases, they do. And if you look at a few cases, only four cases of porter being, women being found in illegal possession of porter, compared with loads of cases of flour, sugar, those sort of things. So where women were stealing, were robbing in 1916, they were taking food for the kids, basically, rather than luxury goods.
Fascinating.